Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It was day one of OTAs for the Bills here on Wednesday, and it was a bigger day for Sammy Watkins. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, it was not only Watkins' first day on the field with the veterans on this roster, it was also his first day under contract.
Yeah, for Sammy Watkins and the rest of the Bills, the first day of organized team activity. And after Watkins finished up on the field around midday today, he went upstairs here at One Bills Drive and signed his rookie contract.
That's great just to put that behind you. Just know you have financial stability now. It's just all football. Every day I can come in, worry about football, my plays and my job, and just worry about the connection of the offense and learning from the older guys. That's what it's about.
Watkins made a handful of plays here on Wednesday during the team portions of practice, including a well-run sideline route and a nice play over the middle during 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. But Watkins says at this point he's still not operating at top speed.
So far, I think it's been a process where I got to learn the plays and process things faster and quicker, different schemes they have on defense. And I just got to get adjusted to how defensive players play with press, with cover two. But once I get adjusted to the speed, I think for the offense and for the young guys, it'll be way more easy and first nature.
Watkins and quarterback E.J. Manuel got to work on establishing the chemistry they'll need in the Buffalo Bills passing game. Manuel says he has a specific set of goals for these OTA practices, while his head coach, Doug Marrone, says he wants to see Manuel take some big steps forward.
Definitely want to use these 10 practices being OTAs, you know, to get better at specific things as coverage recognition, you know, truly getting trust from my receivers. You know, a lot of the things that we want to do offensively is timing routes, so I think that's something we can continue to build, you know, over these next 3 or 4 weeks.
Continue to progress. I mean, that's going to be the whole thing. I mean, it's going to be everything. It's not really one thing, from, you know, the footwork to the, you know, shortening the stroke to the consistency to the leadership. You know, he's going to be the spotlight. People are going to be watching him. So, you know, everything that, I mean, we're going to have to improve in everything. And when we say that, you know, it's important. I mean, the quarterback's an important position, but we're also saying that to all the players.
On the highlight reel Wednesday, Chris Hogan made this grab in the deep middle on a throw from E.J. Manuel for a 20-yard pickup. Tony Moiaki made a handful of plays in the passing game, with his biggest coming on a broken play when he snuck behind his defender down the left sideline for a would-be touchdown from Manuel.
We connected on some passes, so, you know, it was nice for me just because I haven't been around him too long. So, you know, we just need to build off. Everyone needs to build off today and just watch the film and get better.
Corey Graham got things started for the defense in 7-on-7 when he jumped this E.J. Manuel pass intended for Sammy Watkins and returned it for a touchdown. Brandon Spikes batted a Manuel pass out of the air early in 11-on-11 work on a throw over the middle, and Ron Brooks knocked away a pass that was intended for Sammy Watkins late during the team period.
After the practice, Marcell Dareus, the Bills' defensive tackle, addressed the media for the first time since his arrest in Alabama on charges of possessions of a controlled substance earlier this month. Dareus says he's choosing just to focus on football at this time.
I feel like I'm on the straight now. I'm doing what I have to do. It's just things happen. Young, dumb. You got to correct it and just work for it.
Several name players on Wednesday were limited and did not participate in the team portions of practice, among them Kiko Alonso, Mario Williams, Aaron Williams, Stephon Gilmore, Leotis McKelvin, Robert Woods, and T.J. Grant.
And Chris, the Bills also had a couple of players who did not attend this first of the voluntary OTAs. A couple of players on the defense, Alan Branch and Manny Lawson. Head coach Doug Marrone went to great pains to say that it is obviously a voluntary workout.
Players will be back on the field here on Thursday. Scheduled start is 10:30 a.m. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.